SBI Media at the Community Center in Thane, the Wyoming Game and Fish in Star Valley tonight to accept comment and gather input on the hunting seasons that are coming up. And joining us here is Cheyenne Stewart. She's the Wildlife Management Coordinator for the Game and Fish. Some few highlights about what you're explaining to people here tonight, Cheyenne.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So we have our hunting season regulations open for public comment. And so we have proposed seasons for the 2026 hunting season for big game, small game, upland, and other species. And so we're having a public meeting right now, talking to folks, answering questions, and we have a bunch of information on our website about these proposals and trying to generate public comment on those proposals.
What are a few highlights out of those proposals? Any changes in dates that we might be aware of?
Yeah, there's a few things that I think this community would be particularly interested in. The big one is Wyoming Range mule deer. So that herd had a pretty substantial die-off a few winters ago, which is probably news to nobody listening to this. But what's pretty fantastic is the amount of growth and recovery in the last 3 years since that happened. So we have incredible fawn ratios. The last 2 years, we've had 80 or more fawns per 100 does counted on winter range. And this year, what's really fantastic is our buck ratios are within our objectives for that herd. So even though that population is still growing and on its way to full recovery, it's performing incredibly well. And then the neighboring herd, sublet deer, is even closer to objective and performing even better in terms of overall numbers. And so what folks will see is a proposal for a moderate season extension for Wyoming Range deer herds. And that is because we want to make sure folks have ample opportunity. And if you have a similar number of hunters afield, but they have more days to pursue deer. And we really feel like that population is in a place where it can afford some moderately additional buck harvest.
Okay. We can, of course, go to the Game and Fish website for an overview, but if people want to comment or offer comment beyond tonight here in Star Valley, when and how do they do that, and what's the deadline?
Absolutely. If they go to our website and go to the regulations page, there's a place to access all of these proposals. We also have a few changes proposed for elk seasons in this area that folks might be interested in taking a look at. So take a look at the proposals on our website. If you have any questions or concerns, just look up your Game and Fish regional office, give us a call. And then also on the website is information of how to submit your comments, and we will use that information to update these proposals. The deadline is April 1st. So go on our website, provide comments by April 1st, and then we will reassess our proposals based on those comments and then submit those to our commission for approval.
Okay. Thank you. Cheyenne Stewart, Wyoming Game and Fish.